Good evening, and it is Thursday night. Welcome to Q's Queries. And remember, life is a theater. Don't miss your cue. It is time for Faith Talk, so go ahead and take out those Bibles, crack open a nice cold can of Coke, and sit back and get ready for a ride. So this is what we're going to discuss today. First off, this is going to be a shorter podcast than usual, but tune in on Saturday for a special podcast. Today, I really wanted to talk briefly about a verse that I found, and it's so ironic that this verse came up today because those of you who know me know that I only have 3 tattoos on my body, and one of them is a Gemini symbol, another one is a cross, and the other one, which we're going to talk about today, is 2 swords that cross each other. And so this tattoo, a friend and I got it together, and it's very symbolic of friendship, and I'll tell you why. It's really because of this verse that just so happened to come up today as the verse of the day. And it's Proverbs 27:17. It says, "Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend." And that's the KJV version. But really what it's saying is, as iron sharpens iron, so a brother sharpens a brother. ESV says, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." And so it's just this idea that you, as a friend, are equivalent to iron. And just like iron sharpens iron, the only thing that can sharpen iron is iron. Otherwise, it over-sharpens or it dulls the other thing. Just like that, a friend also sharpens a friend. And this is very interesting because of the fact that we as friends don't often take this into accountants when we're looking at other friends that we have. I know that I used to have a lot of friends that I would consider quote-unquote friends, but that really we didn't challenge each other. And that's what this verse is talking about. This verse is talking about challenging each other, sharpening each other, and not just, you know, not just lifting each other up. Friendship is about so much more than just giving each other praise. It's about so much more than congratulating each other. It's about so much more than greeting each other. It is a true relationship in the purest form, no matter if it's an intimate relationship or a friendly relationship or a relationship with God, means that you are able to truly give up yourself to that person. And a part of that is putting aside your pride. And so in a friendship, you almost have to put aside your pride for the betterment and the advancement of your other friend's, I guess, growth. A lot of times we don't agree with some of the things that our friends do, or we might not agree with some of the things that our friends say. And if we are trying to live as Christians in community, it's really important to understand the depth and the value in challenging our friends and giving them something else to think about. I guess you can call it a conviction. It's important to convict your friends. And I know that kind of sounds like weird Christianese, but conviction is so important because it's not about us and how we feel. It's really about how Jesus is challenging us to live. And so in this verse, again, Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. It really just lays out for us what it looks like, a very visual representation of what it looks like to be in friendship with someone. When iron is shaped into a sword, they use an anvil, which is made of iron, and they use a hammer. And so they are able to make this sword, right? And then in order to sharpen the sword, they have to use a stone or an iron ore. And this is very important because biblically, iron is used a lot in building and building, more importantly, building weapons. And so it's a stronger material. And so we think about us being compared to iron. And first thing we want to say is, oh yeah, we're iron. Like, cool as us. We're awesome. But it's not about us. It's about how we can shape each other. Or rather sharpen each other. I point out an analogy in this verse that it doesn't say, as diamond sharpens iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Diamond is the hardest material, one of the hardest materials. And diamond can only be cut by diamond, right? Diamond could do a lot of sharpening of iron, but it can also do a lot of damage of iron. So listen to me when I say this. You do not want to be the diamond in your friendship. You do not want to be the diamond in your friendship. It is detrimental to the way that you may start to see, interact, learn from, and love that friend that you are a diamond to in the relationship. In this analogy, I really like to point back to another verse that we can read about in it's a verse in the Bible, and I'm not really finding it right now, but it talks about being equally yoked. And I think you can kind of here it is. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? That is so important. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Pause. What's yoked? Yoked is a metaphor. Being equally yoked is a metaphor for actual yokes that ox would wear back in biblical days to push or pull together. So it was a way to make sure that they were together and not separate from each other. So this idea of being equally yoked is the same idea of strengthening each other. Now, 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? So, is that telling me that I shouldn't be friends with unbelievers? No, that's not what it's saying. What it's saying is, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. Now, you usually hear this in the context of relationships, more specifically intimate relationships. And it is really good to keep in mind that in intimate relationships, you and your partner need to be traveling at the same rate, so to speak, in your faith. I would say if you are looking for quality friends, people that you spend most of your time with, you need to surround yourself with people who are you are equally yoked with. That means they are at the same spot or very close to the same spot that you are in faith. Not saying that you need to only befriend people who are the same as you. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you need to befriend yourself, surround yourself with people who can push you and you can also push them. That is what a friendship is. Am I able to push you? And are you able to push me? Can I learn from you? And can you learn from me? At the end of the day, being equally yoked is the difference between someone bringing you closer to faith or someone bringing you farther away from faith. This is really what I want to point out today. That when Proverbs is talking about as one man sharpens another, and they're talking about brotherhood. Well, first of all, they're not just talking about brotherhood. It's talking about friendship. But when they're talking about how you can clearly sharpen iron with iron, you can also, in the same way, push your friends as they push you. And if you can't do that, if you have friends who are, I want to say, unsharpenable, they get offended when you try and help them, or they don't want to take advice, or they think that you are not worthy, I guess, of giving them such advice. If they don't want to listen, or they feel like you are not in a place to give them advice, then you need to look at what it is that is valued in that friendship. Because a true friendship that is sanctioned under Christ, I would say, is able to be used as a tool to grow in your faith. Hands down. And so, when I think about diamonds sharpening iron, you are not able to truly grow if you are giving too much of yourself in a friendship. Some of you out there are giving too much of yourself in a friendship. You are. And it's not about getting things from friendships, but it is about making sure that you're able to give without emptying your cup fully. Okay, you need to make sure that you are being filled, and then your cup can runneth over. But then you also need to make sure that you're not putting all of your eggs in one basket, and you have all these other friends around you who could really use that push, that you could really benefit from their wisdom and they can benefit from yours. So I want to just encourage all of you to evaluate yourself, evaluate your friends, evaluate what it is that brings you and your friends together. And if you're not able to sharpen each other, push each other, then it's time to ask yourself, is this a toxic friendship or is this an equally yoked one? Period. That's all I had for today's podcast. I did say it was going to be short, but I think it's the same length as the rest of them. the Holy Spirit just led me to look up that second verse, so that was perfect. But go ahead and check out our podcast on Saturday, and we will be talking about what it means to be a follower of Christ, of as usual, but more specifically, what it means to follow. And so I'm super excited to discuss with you guys and hear your opinions, and we'll hopefully be reading some responses about what people think it means to follow and lead. So thanks very much, and I hope you're living your best life, being your best you. And remember, life is a theater. Don't miss your cue.